This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said on Sunday he was willing to meet a pro-Ukraine group of Russian partisans holding two Russian soldiers captive, as he reported a renewed flare-up of fighting near the border. Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman reports.
Grainy aerial footage released on Sunday by a militant group of Russians fighting on behalf of Ukraine purports to show its members storming into a suburb of the Russian city of Belgorod. The Freedom of Russia Legion and another group, the Russian Volunteer Corps, have claimed they've conducted a number of cross-border raids into Russian territory from Ukraine. Last week, Moscow said two civilians were killed during fighting. In a video posted to the Freedom of Russia's Telegram channel, a man identifying himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps said his fighters had captured two wounded Russian soldiers. The man offered to exchange them in a meeting with Belgorod's regional governor.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman. Authorities in India are working to clear the mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that derailed on Friday night, killing more than 270 people and injuring hundreds. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Outside a Balasore hospital mortuary, police and people wait for news following the fatal crash. One train was traveling to Chennai city in southern India and hit a goods freight train, knocking it off track, and was then hit by a second train coming from the opposite direction on a parallel track. Authorities are recommending India's Central Bureau of Investigations open a probe into the crash. Investigators had said on Sunday a signaling failure might have caused the three-train crash, one of the worst rail disasters in India's history. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. China tightened access to Tiananmen Square in central Beijing and elsewhere on the anniversary of the 1989 pro-democracy protests. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
In Hong Kong, which had been the last Chinese-controlled territory to hold commemorations, police detained 32 people on Saturday and Sunday. Many of them were brought away around Victoria Park. The large public space used to be the scene of an annual candlelight gathering to remember the hundreds or thousands killed when army tanks and infantry descended on central Beijing on the night of June 3rd and into the morning of June 4th, 1989. Discussion of the events has long been suppressed in China and became increasingly off-limits in Hong Kong since a sweeping national security law was imposed in June 2020. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The military leaders of the United States and China spent the weekend in Singapore exchanging barbs over recent events in the South China Sea, as VOA's Arash Arabasadi explains.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin speaking as carried by the Associated Press.
People's Republic of China continues to conduct an alarming number of risky intercepts of U.S. and allied aircraft flying lawfully in international airspace. We will support our allies and partners as they defend themselves against coercion and bullying.
Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu is provided by the Associated Press.
To truly avoid these incidents, the best way is for countries, especially naval vessels and fighter jets of countries, not to take closing actions around other countries' territorial sea and airspace. To put it your way, mind your own business and take good care of your own people.
Lee had refused Austin's request to meet at the summit.
The U.S. Navy says its sailors and the United Kingdom Royal Navy came to the aid of a ship in the crucial Strait of Hormuz after Iran's Revolutionary Guard, quote, harassed it. Three fast attack guard vessels with armed troops aboard approached the merchant ship at a close distance Sunday afternoon. That's according to a U.S. Navy statement. Black and white images the Navy said it took from overhead showed three small ships close to the commercial ship. The guided missile destroyer USS McFowell and the Royal Navy's frigate HMS Lancaster responded to the incident, with the Lancaster launching a helicopter. Iran did not acknowledge that incident. Old cars, used tires, and barbed wire blocked off the biggest neighborhood in the capital of Haiti as gun-toting gangsters have been robbing, raping, and murdering the innocent via remote